Welcome back, father lovers, to the mid-season finale of Last Call at Pemberton's, the best damn How I Met Your Father podcast on the internet.
Yeah. I was going to do it, but I know you've got it queued up over there. Will you hit it for me?
Oh, I'll hit it all right. Yeah, that's right.
Oh, yeah. That buzzer can only mean one thing, ladies and gentlemen. Savings!
Woo! I mean, here at Angel Harrington's Wacky Waving Inflatable Arm Flailing Two-Man Emporium and Warehouse, we are passing the savings on to you!
On to you!
Oh, damn. I am one of your hosts, Josh, here with my best bud, John. How are you doing, my friend?
Living like I always live. Large!
That's right. That is right. We are here to talk How I Met Your Father, Season 2, Episode 11, the mid-season finale, Daddy. That's right.
You know what's funny? You can't have two number ones, because that would be 11.
Boom. That's right. If you're not first, you're last.
It's horrible advice.
What are you talking about? You could be second, third, fourth. Hell, you could even be fifth. Yeah. Oh, shit. All right, folks. So we are here. We're going to talk about this episode, which aired alongside the last episode on March 28th of 2023. And we got our director back, Pamela Fryman.
P. Fry!
Yeah, there it is, sir. And written by the showrunners of this show, Isaac Aptaker and Elizabeth Berger. So they all came together for the mid-season finale to make sure that it was great. And I think it was.
Well, I guess if you're going to come together, coming together for Daddy is the way to do it.
That's right. So the summary for this one, Sophie goes to Robert's country house for the weekend. The gang celebrates Lost and Found Box Day at Pemberton's. Yeah. And they do not mention anything about Sid in that summary.
Yeah, poor Sid.
Yeah. He, I think we should start with him, to be honest.
I am down for starting with Sid.
Yeah, okay. So Sid is away. He is flying to Los Angeles to see Hannah. And this whole storyline piece, man, I don't know how to feel about it.
I knew this was going to piss you off in the slightest, because you're the one who keeps like, they can't do this. They can't.
I've been rooting for them, man. I like them as a couple, and it's sad that they're away from each other so much, but they could have made it work. They could have written it so that it worked.
I'm going to say it like this. This is going to push them to do a few things. Anna's either going to have to come onto the show full time, or Sid's going to leave the show.
I don't think Sid's going to leave the show. I think it will open up the possibility of Sid being the father.
I know what you mean.
My whole reason for me constantly saying there's no way it's him is because he's married, and like they seemed good. Like they seemed like the Marshall and Lily of the show. Like
they did.
It felt like they were going to be the couple that would not be broken up, but that may not be the case. It seems like they're just going to throw everything at a fucking wind here and fucking just fuck us all.
Well, I mean, in all fairness, I will say it like this. I know I'm going to come off as kind of I'm advocating the wrong side. He hasn't done anything wrong yet.
He hasn't done anything. I mean, as far as we know, he hasn't done anything. Yeah, we don't even know.
You can tell, though, he feels guilty.
I mean, I don't know. Honestly, I don't think he necessarily feels guilty. I think he knows that there's an expiration date. I think when we see him at the end of his section, I think it's more about him because, like, I know we're jumping way ahead, but, like, when he gets to the door, and he gets the notification on his phone, he's got this bright smile, right? But when he goes inside,
the door, yeah,
gone. I think he knows after their talk, after feeling something that he hasn't felt in a bit. I just think he knows that it's not going to happen. I don't think he's guilty about, you know, enjoying somebody's company. I think it's more, maybe it's still guilt, but it's about guilt about knowing this has to end. You know, that he has to essentially going to get divorced, which sucks, you know?
I mean, it does, but I mean, at this point in time, they were college sweethearts.
Yeah.
You know, can only go so far with it. I mean, they're both on opposite sides of the fucking country too. One's in New York, one in LA.
Yeah. I mean, that's a big tough, fucking man.
Distance.
And it's going to be a while. Wasn't it like a year? Like it was a year, right? And it hasn't been that long. And who knows what will happen after that, you know?
Yeah.
It sucks. Let's talk a little bit about it. Let's dive in.
I mean, it does. I mean, he enjoys a really great airplane ride.
He meets this
really nice girl.
The fucking dude.
Well, first. He meets the fucking DJ dude first.
Yeah, rapper, which, Lil Toasty.
Now, is he an actual rapper? Did you fact check this?
I did not. I didn't care enough. I can do it right now, so why don't you talk a little about Lil Toasty?
Well, give me the screen, sir.
All right, I can give you the screen. Hold on, folks. We're going to give Johnny Boy the screen. Boom.
How do I look, ladies and gentlemen? I'm going to full screen it here for a second. We're going to talk about Lil Toasty. He's this kind of like, he kind of reminds me of TK9? Is that a rapper, Josh?
Tech9?
Who's the one who just got beat up recently?
That I don't know, but there is a rapper called Tech9.
I don't know. Maybe Machine Gun Kelly. Maybe that's who he kind of reminds me of. He just kind of has like this like dirty look to him. He's like all over the, like, he's like trying to like get comfortable. He puts his head on this random girl on the plane. And then Sid steps in and he's all like, "Hey, what you doing?" And I was just kind of like, good for him. But this rapper, I mean, like, first off, why would you put your head on a random person? That is just dumb.
100%.
Like, I was
there is apparently a rapper called Lil Toasty. I don't know if it's this dude or not. I'm trying to see if it's actually this guy.
I mean,
but there is a rapper called Lil Toasty out there.
I mean, it could be.
There's also another rapper called Lil Toast, but
Lil Toast. For the benefit of Mr. Kite, we will assume that is the
Lil Toasty.
Little Toasty.
Sure. Let's stay. Yeah, why not, you know?
Name that band, Josh.
I don't know.
The benefit of Mr. Kite is a Beatles song.
Oh, see? I'm not going to know that. Oh, you know what I just realized I could do? I literally have the fandom wiki page open, and his name is there, so I can just slap his name into Google and find out whether or not he's actually a rapper named Lil Toasty or not. No, it looks like he's a comedian.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
So he's a comedian portraying a real rapper.
Yeah, sure.
Good for him.
I'll go with that. Yeah, I'll go with that.
Man, he just ruined everything. But no, okay. I thought it was weird.
Lil Toasty, sir.
I thought it was weird though that he just instantly is like, "Can I put my head on your, like?"
Yeah, can I lay on that? And she's like, "Sure." And he just like lays his head on her shoulder. That's real fucking weird, man.
That is like, very weird. Like,
I don't care if you're quote unquote famous. He thinks he's fucking famous and shit. I don't give a fuck. That's just weird, dude.
A little weird. Bit.
Yeah.
And then I love that, like, so
Sid saves the day, man. Yeah, Sid saves the day.
Gets a lap dance.
Yeah, not one he wanted. Nope.
No. But I do love, though, that, like, so I'm gonna jump ahead to come back to, the, like, where we are again.
Okay.
I love that, like, once they get the neck pillows on, again, oh, yeah. Toasty's like, can I put my head on that?
Yeah. And Sid's just like, no.
What is with Sid, like, wearing his pillow backwards?
I thought that. Yeah, I thought that was really weird. Maybe he's a front tilter when he sleeps like this. You know, some people do.
Yeah.
And so maybe that's why. So he does that so that he can just and not be cricking his neck.
I mean, that makes sense. I didn't think about it like that because I'm a front tilter when I sleep if I'm sitting up.
It's the only thing I can think of. So maybe you should get yourself one of those pillows and turn it around. Boom.
I mean, but, that would probably definitely help my neck.
But yeah, they bond.
Yeah,
I think I did. But yeah, they bond during this because they both have a significant other in L.A. And they bond about how difficult it is to have a long distance relationship and all this stuff. And you can see the wheels turning in Sid's head.
You can. And that, again, though, that's why I said, though, like, I'm not so much hating on what he does because he's not cheating. He's just having a conversation with
I don't hate what he does. I dislike what the writers did.
I know. And I get it. I 100% understand why. But
Greg, the writers are the writers. And I'm just saying, hey, damn you, don't do it.
I just. But, I feel bad for him, though, because he deserves to be happy. And he's clearly, like, always the outsider who, like, he gets pieced into other people's story because, like, Sid's the odd man out.
Yeah. Or, like, he has to jump on a plane and miss out. He misses out on Lost and Found Day because of it.
Yeah, but in all fairness, so does Sophie.
Yeah, but, you know, she theoretically could have been around. You know what I mean? She chose to, like, you know, just kind of trounce off for the weekend where she could have stayed. But, like, his is very different because he doesn't get to see Hannah. She sees Robert all the time. Like, she literally was gone for, like, multiple weeks and they were like, oh, you haven't been around much. Whereas Sid barely gets to see her. And so I feel like it's a little bit different when it comes to that.
That's fair.
Personally.
I can respect that.
Yeah. I think it's funny that neither of them know how many time zones are in the country.
Do you know how many time zones there are?
Yeah, there's four in America. Canada has an extra one. It's like a half time zone. It's really weird. I don't
understand. Did you know that there is a place right in the middle?
And actually, of the United States? I don't know if Alaska might be different. I'm not honestly sure because it's kind of juted out farther away. I'm not sure about that one. I'd have to double check. But anyways, continue. Sorry.
I was going to say, did you know that there's a place like right in the middle of the United States where they didn't do daylight savings time for like, because of the fact that like,
isn't it somewhere in like Arizona? It's either Arizona or Nevada, I think.
I'm going to say Arizona, but I was thinking I was wrong.
And it's like a part, just a part of it or something. They didn't do any of that.
Like, and it was pretty much because though of where they are of the time zones and stuff like that. Like it would have really fucked with their
I
don't know.
Daylight savings, I think, is that whole thing is just dumb to me. Like
reading, it's gone anyway now. Like they're abolishing.
It's supposed to be I believe I don't remember I don't know if this was the last one or if November's will be the last one, but it's supposed to be from what I understand. I guess we'll see. But
only apparently time will tell, ladies and gentlemen.
Sid thought there was only two.
Yeah.
Two times.
I thought that was kind of funny.
I was like,
like
really, dude? Weren't you like pre-med? Like
doesn't mean those time zones.
You were going to be a doctor and you don't know how many time zones. I don't know, man. I that would not put confidence in me if you were a doctor. Like if I found out my doctor didn't know how many time zones there were, I might ask for a different doctor. I'm just putting that out there. Just saying.
That's just a shit if they can run a scalpel down your, you know, stomach. If you don't know your time zones, you're not touching me.
Yep. That, no, that, hey, man, that is something everybody should know. I am just saying.
Well, then I guess I can't be your friend.
What if he goes to a different state and then he's late for my operation? I'm just saying, man. Time zones. You should know them.
So here's,
I'm not saying you have to know every state and what they're in. Just know that there's four time zones. That's all.
Here's my question for you. When you travel across the United States, does your cell phone instantly change when you go through a time zone?
That's a good question. That I'm not sure of. Because it automatically changes for daylight savings.
That's my point.
But I don't know if it does. I don't know when the last time was I was in a different time zone. It's been a very, very, very long time since the last time I was in a different time zone. So couldn't tell you, my friend. Couldn't tell you. Nor would I. No, just kidding.
Safe.
Just fucking around.
Don't educate me.
Apparently Lil Toasty wants to watch Puss in Boots The Last Wish on all three screens too, by the way.
But in IMAX.
Yeah, yeah. He's like, I'm on IMAX this shit. All three screens.
But the thing is, though, does he realize, though, that it's not going to be like one progressive movie across three screens? It'd be the same.
Yeah, I don't think he does. I don't think he does either
because the way he made it sound was it would just be projected across three screens, and it wouldn't.
No, it wouldn't. It would just be three of the same movie, probably not even started at the same time because they'd have to be perfect to sync that up. So it would be.
So here's my next question for you. Have you watched Puss in Boots, The Last Wish yet?
Yes. Yes, I have.
Your thoughts?
I loved it, personally. I thought it was great. I love the change in the animation style. It reminded me of Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse. Like that style of animation. So yeah. I really like that. Definitely. And I'm looking forward to seeing them.
That style animation as well. Yeah.
I'm looking forward to seeing them in the new Shrek movie when it comes out. So that'd be cool.
Yes. Yeah. I didn't know that they were making a new Shrek movie until the end of this Puss in Boots movie.
Oh, nice. Nice.
Like, oh, they're originally
it was supposed to come out in May. I don't know. I doubt that's going to happen because we haven't heard anything. Not like anything really solid. Like it's fucking, that's 2 months away. I don't think it's.
Watch DreamWorks just drop it on you anyway.
Dude, that would be nuts. They're just like fucking
under wraps.
Middle April. They're just like, boom, here's a trailer 1 month away. Bam. Suck on that. I'm just like, what? I mean, it could happen. Wouldn't be the first time a movie has done that. It's wild when they do, but yeah.
But yeah, Puss in Boots.
Yeah, Puss in Boots. And then, like we said, you know, he finally gets to LA. He gets to Hannah's door. He knocks, and then he gets that notification that her name is, according to the post, her name is Taylor. Followed him on Instagram, and he lit up, dude. His smile.
But he didn't accept it yet.
Yeah. Well, unless his account is set that way, he doesn't have to.
Oh.
Like mine, I don't have to accept. People can just follow me. Yeah.
See, mine is set to make people like I have to approve it.
Yeah. Ah, gotcha. Yeah, I've seen that before with people, but yeah. I don't know, man. Stuff's happening.
I don't know. I'm on the fence about this one. Like,
yeah.
Since the show has started, Hannah's been the one character who, like, she's obviously got her own shit going on. She's got her own career going on. And I'm not going to lie, she's kind of put herself first in that aspect. Like, she didn't give a shit about Sid and his bar and stuff like that. She kind of wanted to do what she had to do, and I get it.
I mean, you could say the same for him, though. You know what I mean?
You know, you're 100% correct.
Yeah, that's they both wanted to focus on their own stuff, yeah.
But that's the thing, though. Allowing them to focus on, and this is going to sound horrible. I just realized how bad this is going to sound coming out loud. Allowing them to have their focus on their own stuff has made them grow apart.
I mean, I don't think that sounds horrible because it's the truth.
It does. Because, I mean, think about it this way. In an alternate reality where one of them follows the other one, they don't split right away. Because
think about this. If they were in the same city or even relatively closer where they could just, you know, drive and get there in a day, I don't think having them focus on their individual things would split them up because they would see each other more.
That is true.
Yeah. So I don't think I don't think it's a bad thing. I think it's just they literally live across the country from one another. And that is, I mean, look at all the shit they had to go through just to get some frequent flyer miles just so that they could, you know, afford to see each other a few times a year.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, it's insane. But that's the thing. With them being so far away, it was a matter of time if she didn't come back, because he wasn't going to leave. I mean, his business is there. Like, it's not like he can uproot his business. Like, she can be a doctor anywhere. You know what I mean? So she could come back and, you know, get a job, whatever, once this fellowship or whatever it was that she's doing. This year long thing or whatever is done. But the thing is, if his feelings have changed because of all of this, you know, especially if there's still a lot of time left for them to be apart, unfortunately, even though I don't like it, it may be time for them to sit down and have a talk about this. You know,
I mean, is the thing I hope the most out of it is that they can at least remain friends.
Yeah.
Like, I hope it's not going to be one of those bitter breakups where
they split. We'll never see her again. I guarantee it.
100% we won't ever see her again.
I just don't see that happening. If they get divorced, because she's not there. She doesn't have a reason to just randomly come back to New York. She's gonna make a life in LA. I bet you anything.
True.
Yeah. So, and I wonder if that happens, do you think we'll see Sid kind of get somewhere with this Taylor girl? Do you think we'll see more? Like, do you think we'll see that progress?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
100%. I mean, especially since they had they added her on Instagram. Like, they did the whole Instagram thing. Yeah. They clearly made it, like,
I'm curious how the rest of the gang will take to it. You know what I mean? How
the one that I'm worried about is going to be Jesse.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Because they were all college friends. Mm-hmm. And Jesse already being in the fragile state he is after all the bullshit, hanging on to the feelings for Sophie. Mm-hmm. Sid's going to have his heart. I have okay, so this is going to be my prediction, is that if they split, Sid's not going to go through any kind of, like, phase. He's not going to have, like,
He's not going to have the Marshall super depressed, can't eat type of thing. He's not going to go through that.
He's already kind of got himself, like, as sad as it sounds, he's already got a prospect. Yeah. And as long as it's a respectful...
And I think he's starting to come to, like, to almost, like, come to terms with the fact that it probably is over. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Whereas when it happened to Marshall, it happened quick.
Out of nowhere. Yeah.
It just happened. So.
But you figure Jesse is knowing Sid and Hannah forever. Mm-hmm. He's going to be the one that spirals from it. He's losing a friend. Maybe. He's watching what he knew to be true love fall apart. It's going to hurt him.
Yeah, I could see that. It'll be interesting to see how it all unfolds, man. The second half of this season is going to be interesting. Real interesting.
But wait, there's more.
Oh, yeah, man. We've only talked about one part of this episode. We got more.
Yeah.
Do you want to save Sophie and Robert stuff for the end, or do you want
to... Yeah, I kind of want to save that one for the end this time.
All right, then we're talking Lost and Found Day, baby.
You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
So Lost and Found Day, I think this is kind of a cool concept. Like,
yeah.
I thought the bingo cage, the bingo Well, it was an interesting.
I love that I rigged it. I put 16 Charlie balls in there.
Yeah, and I thought that was great. I rigged it.
I love that problem admitting that.
I mean, hey, you don't deny it.
Yeah.
So Jesse gets first pick out of the box. And he pulls out this really kind of nice watch.
Yeah.
Like, it's not the worst watch I've ever seen, which is funny, though, because he already wears a watch. I was like,
yeah, well, I guess that means he's a watch guy, so maybe he'll swap him out.
True. And then it's not Val doesn't go next.
Yeah. No, she does.
Does she?
Yeah.
I thought, okay. And she gets a
They're the only two that go. Yeah.
No, because I thought Ellen got something.
No. I don't remember them showing that, but they... Because everything spirals out after
the
book.
You're right. Yeah. But yeah, so Valentina pulls out this book. It's about how to give yourself like home haircuts.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fucking home haircuts. Jesse's like, oh, that's my book.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what? I'm like, okay. I mean, maybe.
And he wants that book back.
He does want that book back, which instantly made me go, something's in that book.
Oh, yeah.
See, she didn't think about that instantly. Like, I don't know, but like.
Not until he got real pushy about it. You know, and he's like, I'll give you the watch, you know, and all this stuff. Like, then she realized, oh, there's something special about this book. You're not getting it back. You know, I'm keeping
it. Yeah, but I mean, it's not until she like waves the book around that the receipt falls out of it.
And that's later.
As soon as he was like, I want this book, I would have been flipping through it like, what is in this book?
Yeah.
I assumed it was going to be a picture of Sophie.
Granted, he doesn't really give her that much time because after she's like, oh, there's something special about this book. You must really want it. He lays out the challenge.
He does. Which I think is actually funny too, because like, so they do this challenge where it's clothes from the lost and found box. Who wears it better? Essentially, Jesse comes out first. He's got this like fucking trench coat on, and he opens it, and he's wearing like
shiny green gym shorts.
Yeah,
and just like a random T-shirt. I couldn't tell what was on it. But the trench coat, the trench coat was nice.
Dude, it was.
And that shit and I thought that lost same thing. And found, like, I'd be like, after this, I'm keeping this. If I'm Jesse, I'm like, I'm keeping this.
It fit him well for being a lost and found jacket.
Yeah, it was nice.
But then Valentina walks out, and she's wearing, like, this janitor jumpsuit.
Yeah.
And Jesse's like, yeah, I win. And then she unzips it to reveal this sexy...
Like sequiny kind of like mini skirt thing.
Oh yeah,
and it's not dude, really she is gorgeous in this.
Oh,
thing.
Absolutely! I love Jesse's remark here, though. Come on, how does that even fit her so well? And they do a cutscene where this guy is like, "I had this dress made for you. It's your exact measurements in every way."
And he's like so creepy. Yeah.
And then
so
she like creepy. Throws it to Charlie though, who instantly puts it in the box.
Yep. So freaking creepy, dude. Oh man, it was bad. But yeah, and when Jesse says it fits her perfectly, that's an understatement, dude. Like it looks incredible on her. Like we've talked about some of her like looks throughout the show before, and how like the episode with the parents, you know, the leather skirt and stuff. But this, I think this is her best look so far. Personally, I don't know. That's just me. but yeah, she gets a solid 10. She gets a solid 10 for this look, and she is victorious. And this is, as you said, she starts waving around that book. Something falls out, John.
Yeah. A little receipt, which is, they don't actually say what the receipt is for, but there's mysteriously something written on the back of the receipt.
She does say, because when she's like, when did you write this? He's like, oh, it was a while ago. And she turns it around. She's like, it was last week. right after you bought three extra, extra large kids shirts, kids t-shirts.
Oh, yeah. The shirts. You're right. Yeah. I did forget about that.
Because kids shirts are cheaper.
Because kids shirts are cheaper. But yeah, so there's something written on the back of the receipt, and it's a song Jesse wrote for Sophie.
Yep.
Which honestly, so here's the thing that pisses me off about this. Val knows Jesse likes Sophie. She knows Sophie likes Jesse. Yeah. She knows both sides of this. And then the fucking bitch leaves the fucking song in the box.
So Sophie can find it. Because when Sophie, she's like, oh, I miss Lost and Found Day. Val's like, don't worry, it'll fill up quick. Meaning they'll have another day. And she tucks it in there purposefully so that she can find it the next time they do it.
Okay.
Because she's not going to break her word to Jesse. Jesse asked her not to say anything, and she said, okay.
Oh, you know what? Now that you explain it like that, okay, that makes more sense.
Yeah, the Sophie finds it. I hadn't
thought about it like that.
Yeah, if Sophie finds it.
If she finds it, it's not, you know, I didn't say anything. She just happened to find it.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, that makes way more sense.
Yeah, because like you said, she knows. She knows, and she knows that they should be together. And so she's going to... You know, without, like I said, without breaking her word, she's gonna do what she can. You know,
she's gonna break a lot of hearts in that dress, though.
Yes, she will. again, we don't get like Charlie's reactions, really. Like, come on, Charlie.
No.
Show me your pain of not being able to, like, you know, be over there and you know, having some fun with that, because nothing. We get nothing from Charlie. Right. Come on, man.
Right?
Like, I loved them together, and I want, and we already know that she's like, I'm not going to give up, you know? We'll be together eventually. She knows it. Like, she feels it. And
that's,
it's like,
her man.
Yeah. So let's progress that. I hope that we get some progression of that in the next half, at least. I mean, it doesn't have to, like, they don't have to get together, but, like, let's see a little, like, some seeds at least. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. I know what you mean.
Plant that shit, peeps. Let's do it.
Water it.
All right. So that was that part. Now we are going to dive into Sophie and Robert. A lot of stuff happens with this, man.
Oh, man. This is a crazy little story.
Yes, it
is. I love that they go to this little, his house. It's a quaint little house, too. Like, it looks really nice.
Yeah.
Which apparently has, like, a wine cellar. Because, like, he's got lots of wine.
I mean, it's obvious this dude's got money, you know?
Yeah. I mean, he's made it pretty known that he's got money.
Yeah.
So, oh, man. So, go ahead.
I mean, it starts off pretty quick because, you know, they're hanging out. He's like, you know, here, let's put on a record. Hand her, like, his little stack of records. First one that she looks at is Jane's Addiction. He tells this little thing about how he got to see them in 1991 at the very first Lollapalooza. And then we get a flashback of Sophie's mom talking about how that's where she was conceived. And it's like, oh, shit. Like, I know that we already knew that she was going to think he was the father. Because we get that little scene from the first episode of the season. And obviously he's the guy who's old enough to be her dad. You know, we knew there wasn't going to be another one because that would just be weird. And so we knew that thought at least was going to be there. But, like, I wasn't sure how that thought was going to get put in her head. You know what I mean? I didn't know how it was.
Yeah.
And so, like, seeing this stuff, I'm like, oh, shit. Like, that's a huge coincidence. Like, and it got me thinking.
Oh, yeah.
What if he actually is? Like, I was thinking it, you know, throughout this time. really wondering, would they do
until
that?
Until they did the dive for the pitcher.
Yeah. And he's and then, there with, you know, with her mom.
With her mom. Yeah. And then I was like, oh, shit. Because, like,
yeah,
concerts are huge. And you could fucking walk past 100 people at a concert and not know a single one of them. But to be mm-hmm. in a picture with somebody and, like, keep that picture.
Yeah. Dude, I've been to concerts and then found out later on that friends of mine were at that same concert and I had no idea. Never saw them. Nothing. Yep. You know what I mean?
Shit. I mean, me and you did it was the first Disturbed concert we did. It was so many friends were at that concert and we didn't fucking know it.
Yeah, we had no idea because it's huge.
On other hand, take concerts like the Kiss concert. We went to the Kiss concert and we ended up running into like 100 people we knew.
Yeah, so many people. Yeah, it is. It's wild. It
happens.
Yeah.
The thing that I think is crazy is that so they find the picture. Sophie fucking takes a picture of it. Well, she gets him out of the room first.
Yeah.
She takes a picture of it and sends it to her mom. And instead of waiting for a response, she bails.
Dude, she does the exact same thing she did with Jesse. Exact same thing.
Yeah.
I love that it parallels that episode from last season because she bails, runs off, and meets up with a member of the old gang.
Oh shit. I hadn't actually even thought about that.
And is helped to realize stuff that she needs to realize about her life. And it's the two people that it is made it even better, I thought.
Yes.
Because of their connection. And that's
the thing. So let's talk about that. So let's pick up from where we know she hits Barney.
Yeah. Because I mean that does. It happens like right after she bails out the window, and then the next thing she's in the car calling her mom and runs into Barney.
So first thing, I love that she makes the comment, I'm a new driver. And an inexperienced driver. Yeah.
We talked about that. I loved that line because like I was like, we literally talked about that on the show.
Two. Yeah. I love that Barney has the STD.
The ankle? Yeah. The shock therapy device.
I'm like, that's fucking amazing. Programmed with all these different things that he could say to keep him in line.
Yeah.
I'm like, man, that's that's brutal.
Because they're continuing what we got from him before. Because we were talking before recording and stuff, like he talks about his daughter and everything. And we were like, okay, when is that in the timeline and everything? You looked it up and it was 2020. So 3 years ago is when he found out, or that would be when she was born. So it was probably like 2019, probably like mid to late 2019, probably when he found out that he was going to be a dad, and everything changed for him. And I like that they continued that character arc for him. He's really making change for himself.
Really,
Like he's taking that responsibility to be a different person because it's hard for him, you know.
I also love that he's still continuing the mentor type role though too, because we see it. It's the one wedding episode where he mentors the two young boys.
It's the prom episode. The prom episode. Those two kids at the prom where he's at afterward. Or no, you're talking about the other one. Yeah, he does it twice. He does do it again. Where he meets those kids on the road.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're
that's
right.
That's what I was talking about. Yeah, because it's during the drunk episode where like he's so fucking drunk. Yeah. And at the end he gives him the playbook, but it's written on the napkin.
Yeah. You're right. Because he does it at the end of the prom episode with those two dudes outside, like at the end of it. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But though he gives away the playbook. And speaking of the playbook, we hear some of the stuff that he's done in this. He has this whole list of things that he like is apologizing for.
I loved that. Because like it's written on like a fucking like receipt paper.
Yeah, just like a roll
rolled up. sorry if I have done blah 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 blah.
Well, and he mentions the mannequin play.
He did,
which we see in the series finale of How I Met Your Mother. The old time traveler one, which yep.
Which is funny because I had
the intervention. I think is the episode that one's yeah. in. Yeah.
Where he tells the girl that he's doing global warming and like, uh-huh. you must sleep with Barney Stinson or yep. the world could like, yep. Yep. Oh man.
And then
I got hundreds of them.
Yeah. Jake Hemsworth, the third Hemsworth.
Yeah. Brother. I thought that was a great little addition that like,
yeah.
Cause clearly like when How I Met Your Mother was a big thing, Hemsworths weren't really a thing.
Yeah. Like, yeah. I mean,
they hadn't really come out yet.
Yeah, I love that we got a new play that we had never heard before. So that was pretty cool. Yeah, and yeah, he's got hundreds of these things. I mean, we know he's got hundreds of plays. We saw that playbook. Yeah. He had a second playbook for crying out loud. I mean, he had a lot. But yeah, I like that he's taking the responsibility for everything. And I gotta say, dude, Neil. His physical comedy back on point, like hasn't lost a damn step.
No, that's,
he always did such amazing physical stuff. And every time that shock thing went off and he'd like when he threw himself into the car.
Oh yeah.
It's like the episode when he was sick and he sneezes and smashes himself into the wall. That's what it reminded me of.
I'd forgotten about that. I will say this. I think that it was a really good moment for the show to have her run into somebody like Barney first.
Because
Barney even says, you know, he makes a reference to having father issues. Because
they're similar that way. Like, she used to pretend that Bryan Cranston was her dad, the way that he... Yeah.
They're not the Breaking Bad Bryan Cranston, the Malcolm in the Middle version.
Yeah, she couldn't
watch her dad cook meth.
Yeah, you can't watch your dad cook meth. And I think that's hilarious because Bryan Cranston was on How I Met Your Mother. He was Hammond Druthers.
Oh, shit, yeah.
Yeah, so I just thought that was funny. I thought that was funny that they picked him specifically. But yeah, they have this perfect connection, you know, for one another, you know. Like she's running into these people at the exact moments of her life that she needs to, like when she ran into Robin,
does that kind of thing.
Yeah. When she ran into Robin, like it was at that exact moment that she needed someone to tell her timing is a bitch. And
yeah,
it just is how it is, you know?
Well, and I love, cause Barney even says like, he didn't think he was going to be a good father until he had a daughter, and then things changed for him. And I love that he gives a shout out to Marshall, because he gives a shout out to Marshall for being like, you know, like it wasn't until one of my good friends' dads passed away that all this started into motion for me. And it really, I got emotional
when he mentioned that, by the way, because anytime I even think about that, it hits me really, really hard.
Well, see, both of us got emotional, because while you're dealing with that side of it, I'm dealing with the side of it where I'm like, I don't know my father.
Yeah.
And I'm like, maybe, I mean, I've tried to reach out a couple times, and every time I start, I keep hitting roadblocks here and there. And I'm like, it just kind of sucks. I feel for Sophie in that aspect. Mm-hmm. You know, sometimes you just want to know. You have answers that need questions. And like, and yes, I know what I said. But it sucks. Like, what are you going to do? You can't figure it out by tracing the road back when the road doesn't have a path.
And I love that Barney doesn't like sugarcoat it for her. He doesn't like, he's not like, if you find your father, everything will be perfect. No, he says, you know, even if you find him, it may not fix anything.
Yeah.
You know, he lays it out for her and he's real with her. And I really like that.
Crazy Jerry.
Crazy Jerry. Yeah. And then, you know, he talks about his daughter, Ellie, you know, and that's what got me is, you know, cause I know that feeling like as the moment I saw my daughter, I felt the exact same way that Barney, when he describes it in How I Met Your Mother, you know, because she's my everything, you know? So I get that, you know? It hit home for me in that one. And then obviously when he talked about Marshall's dad, it always gets me anytime I even think about that. But yeah, this whole scene, I loved. I thought it was incredible.
It was it was a great use of the Barney Stinson character without having to have him be the pseudo bang every chick Barney.
And we got hints of that still. Like he would make those comments, but then he'd get zapped and it would be funny. And so like we still saw a bit of that Barney. Know,
I don't know why it just clicked in my head, but you know what it kind of reminds me of?
What?
The seasons of Buffy after Spike gets the chip put in his head.
Yes, absolutely, man. Oh, I hadn't thought about that either.
Anybody?
Yeah, I hadn't thought about that either, but that's a good one. Holy shit. That's great.
Oh, man.
There were a few other things that I just wanted to kind of point out that I enjoyed. He said, my left shoelace cost $50, and it made me think of something that you will understand. My shoe cost more than your house.
Yep. I thought that when he said it.
For any of you out there who... for any of you out there who understand my reference, hit me up on Twitter, at Last Call, HIMYM. But yeah, she tries haggling.
On Twitter, it off the ropes, JJ.
Sure, do that too. I didn't want to, you know, confuse them. They're like, what the fuck is this? I don't know what this is. What are ropes? Granted, if they understand that reference, I think they know what ropes are. I would hope.
Sure.
It'd be awkward. It'd be an awkward conversation. Barney also says he loves a weird challenge.
But he does, though.
And I thought it was really quite interesting that the episode that Barney comes back is the episode with the Lost and Found challenge. I don't know. Just saying. I don't know if that was just a coincidence, if they planned it that way, but there's a challenge. You went for that one,
and I was going with more of the daddy side.
That too. Yeah. I mean, I feel like throughout the whole thing, they're pointing to Barney with everything. The challenges, the daddy. I think everything is pointing toward him in that way.
Like I said, it was a great use of Barney Stinson. Robin fit when it was needed, like you said. Barney fits where it was needed. I'm glad that they're not forcing the characters. Like, it feels natural to have them be where they are.
Yeah. Yeah, like, but these characters are helping. These legacy characters are helping not just her, because, I mean, realistically, Lily and Marshall helped out the guys because of the apartment and everything, and brought them, you know, closer to this area and whatever. And so even though we didn't get to see them, they're still part of this new group's life in some way.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and so I really...
I'm waiting for that to come up somehow.
Ted's the only one left that none of them have interacted with, you know?
That is true. Well, that we know of.
Yes, that's true. That they have told us, at least. So, there's a lot of interesting things that went down through this. And even though I loved the Robin stuff, I think this was far better.
Yeah, I liked Barney's way better than I liked Robin's, but not because of the interaction. I love how it felt. It really, this one really made me feel more emotion than Robin's.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, 100%. Yeah.
So, I mean, it is what it is. Back to the story, though. Sophie goes back to Rob.
Yep.
Well, no. Yep. She continues on, and Rob comes and finds her. Yeah.
I think... Because she both... I'm not 100%, but I think they're, like, outside of Pemberton's.
I'm 95% sure, because she walks into the bar pretty much right afterwards.
So, I think... Because at first, I was like, how did he find her? But I'm like, I think he was just parked outside Pemberton's, like, kind of waiting for her and hoping that she'd show up.
You know, I mean, what I assumed had happened. She says, how did you find me? And he's like, well, I went looking for you after you bolted. But here's the thing, though. How did she get back then? Because did they not drive together?
Yeah, that I don't know. Oh, because she was obviously driving a car.
Yep.
Because she wrecked it.
Yep. And left the question, it there.
Yeah, but yeah, because I was going to say, that's my question. Did she have to leave it? Was it drivable? I don't know. I mean, I got into a very similar accident, and my car's still drivable. So I don't know how bad hers was. The only other thing I think of is, because Barney's was just that back end of his thing, I'm sure his vehicle is still drivable. I'm wondering if maybe he drove her, like dropped her off. I mean, we don't really know.
Maybe. I mean, you're right. I hadn't thought about that either.
They don't. I mean, it's all speculation because they don't tell us one way or the other how she got there.
But I mean, either way, though, her and Rob, they have this conversation. She explains to him why she freaked out, the picture, and her mother, and he's like, "That's your mom."
Yeah.
And then she explains how she thinks he's her dad. It's like, well, I can't be your dad because I was on this weird celibacy kick in the 90s, which I thought was a funny little just like, whatever. Like, clearly I can't be your dad because I never had sex with her. But we did a bunch of other things. And I was like, there's the How I Met Your Mother that I know and love.
And then I love because she looks at her phone. She's like, "How did I miss this text?" And it's her mom saying the same thing.
Yeah,
that we explored each other's bodies.
And I'm just like, I mean, good for her mom though for being in a place to be able to feel comfortable sharing that kind of thing with your daughter.
Oh yeah,
because like you know, she could have just not responded and been like, "That's not your dad."
Every time that she's been brought up or that we've seen her, that's the way she's been. Like, she is super open with Sophie about stuff. but they can't get past it, man.
No,
they can't get past.
Well, they know it too. They know that it's pretty much done here.
And I like it because it was mutual. They both realize that this is not something that they can get past. Like, it's just not.
No, but it's a good mutual, though, too, because, like, they try, they go for the kiss, and then they just realize that 30 years is really...
The 30 years plus, I think, the idea that, at least for her, I think the idea that that mouth did a lot of stuff with her mom.
Yeah.
I think that also a big part of it.
So they decide to go their separate ways. He goes off and does his thing, and Sophie goes into Pemberton's to... see the group.
So three episodes. That's all we get of him. Three episodes.
Yeah. I mean, I'm sure we might see him again in passing. Because it's happened with other characters before in How I Met Your Mother.
Yeah.
You know, Stella definitely came back after Stella's story. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I wouldn't be surprised if he pops up at some point down the line. Yeah.
So the thing that I thought was kind of weird was is that when Sophie goes into the bar, she doesn't prelude with, you know, Rob and I broke up. She says that they're done. Yeah. And then they're like, oh, and instead of being like, oh,
she doesn't go into it right away.
No, but I mean, she doesn't really say much except for like, I think I'm ready to find my dad.
Yeah.
And then the group rallies behind her. We're going to help you, which I mean, good for them that they're willing to be there for her in a time like that. Cause that's, I know from the digs that I've done to try to find my dad the couple times I have that it's not easy. It's fucking, it's an emotional train wreck.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
And then as they're closing out the episode, she's like, they're all like getting ready to leave the bar.
Yeah.
And she goes, by the way, he might have been my dad. And they're all like, what?
And she like runs out the door.
Yeah. She ran out the door. But that gives Valentina the chance to be the last person behind, and then she tucks that receipt back into the lost and found box.
Yeah.
Which, now that you've clarified for me, I'm not as upset about that.
Yeah, I think it's going to lead to some interesting stuff coming up in the back half of this season. And, I mean, I'm excited to see where it goes. We only got to wait 2 months. That's not too bad, which is nice.
Only got
to
wait 2 months. And then that two-month hiatus of How I Met Your Father, we will be finishing off season 3 of How I Met Your Mother.
That's right. That we will, folks.
And then we're going to take a small break from How I Met Your Mother to just kind of like give ourselves some chance to refresh some stuff and feel out some new things.
Yeah. I know. I mean, we'll we'll be doing all of Father anyways, because I feel like we'll just stick to Father, just not to overload us. And then, you know, as so, you know, within, who knows, we might take a week or two off after that and kind of see where we are and figure it out.
Just because we're taking a break from Father doesn't mean we can't catch up a episode of Mother here and there.
I mean, I just obviously I'm probably not going to post any. Sorry,
that's fair. We can always post them while we're Father's on breaks. We can alternate the shows, man. Do like one's mid season. Yeah. We could do a half a season, and
that's what I figure we'll probably start doing for now. Because like when we were doing them like two a week, it got a little hectic, and we ended up like skipping stuff here and there. So I was like, let's just focus on one and be good that way. Because we even got backed up on this show, you know, because
we're just now catching this one up.
We were wanting to like keep doing two. That's when we were like, okay, we're getting backed up. We gotta just stick to this one. But yeah, overall, what did you think of this season? This mid season finale.
I loved it.
Yeah, good.
Yeah, I loved it. Like I love Flubber the musical.
Flubber. Yeah, I thought this was a great mid season.
I love it, love it, love it. I will stand by that. It's great mid-season.
Yeah, I think the whole season has been fantastic, really. Especially, I mean, I love the first season, but they have really stepped it up for this one.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And some of my favorite, probably my top three episodes at least are in this season, if not more than that, but like at least my top three are in this first half of the season of this one so far. So
that's fair.
I mean, that's gotta tell you something, that they're doing something right. They've gotten into a good groove, and I feel like that happened with How I Met Your Mother. The first season was good, but I think they really found their groove in the second. You know?
Yeah, yeah. Once they had that initial groundwork laid, season two really came around because it flushed out a lot of the character. And then it was like by the time season three hit, now you've got your characters, you can build on them more, and you can start to like bulge out
and then you can just have fun adventures, man. Do some weird cool
stuff. And that's it. By 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, you were just getting these crazy adventures and stories, like all the classics, the goat, the birthdays, you know, the
all kinds of fun stuff. Yep. All kinds of good stuff. So yeah. I think I'm excited to see what they do when it comes back for the next 9 episodes. It'll be, because I looked at it, they're going to do another double finale, so it'll be another 2. Ooh. So it's going to be 8. It's going to be 8 weeks worth. So I'm excited.
That gives us to get to it. 8 weeks.
8 weeks. Yes. But if you don't have any other thoughts, why don't you let the people know where they can find you?
Ooh, check this out. There's a story of my Twitter handle. It's a link to my Twitter and a blog and a podcast where I talk about me and I get a guest from him. How about that?
Chicka what? Yeah.
Chicka who?
That beatboxing ain't great, but hey,
it's pretty simple, people. Like I said, simply saying J1 podcast blog. It's there. If you want to check it out, feel free. Otherwise, you should really go check out this guy's extra content. This guy he's got so many great things that he does. And I plug him all the time because he needs to, because he doesn't do it to himself. He just tells you that if you want to, it's Merc with a movie. It's Merc Blog Movie. Movie Blog Merc. And you're on the YouTube page if you're watching this. But what you don't know is that there are a lot of other great things on this channel as well. Go back. He's got some trailer reviews, and he's got some other great content. He can read books, and he can edit books, and he can put together content videos. He does shit with Collider. Is there anything this man can't do?
I mean, I've never ridden a horse, so I don't know if I can do that.
What? I've done something you've never done?
Yeah, I've never ridden a horse. Honestly, until like, I don't know, within the last probably decade, I had never even seen a horse up like in real life, like up close. What? Yeah. It was probably like six years ago, maybe. Yeah,
that's crazy.
I'd never been face to face with a real horse before until then.
You know that there's one thing that I know you've done that I have never done.
What's that?
You have shot a gun.
That is true. I'm granted, I was 12, but yes, I have done it.
But you did though in your lifetime. You have fired a gun. I have never fired a gun. Well, Nerf guns don't count, but
that's fair. Yeah, I mean, it was all right. I didn't think it was anything special, but you know, that's just
me. I didn't say it was anything special. I just said it was something that you've accomplished that I have not.
That's fair. Yeah. I mean, take you out, let you shoot a tree. Boom. Just blow a hole through it with an elephant gun.
Oh, yeah. There you go. Some scatter shot.
Yeah. But yes, folks, like he said, follow me at Movie Blog Merc. All of those places for that. Like he talked about, this channel right here. Like it. Smash the subscribe button. Click that bell. And I'll be honest, something I never say, but I probably should, leave some comments on the videos, guys. Come on.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah. And don't forget, though, if you're watching this from your mobile device, you can set your notifications to let you know when we're dropping new videos on this channel. Yes. Or, you know, whether there be one of his trailer reviews or something else that he hasn't done in a while.
That's true. And if you like to listen with your ear holes, not your eye holes, boom. Be sure to head on over to anchor.fm/lastcall, HIMYM. Leave us a voice message over there. We would love to hear from you guys, especially, you know, if you got some predictions for the second half of How I Met Your Father, we'd love to hear them. And then we could like discuss that. I would love to, you know, to discuss some possible predictions of what we think might happen. I think that'd be kind of fun. So definitely,
or if
do
you're
that.
Like me and you're a Spotify listener, go over to Spotify and find us, you know, same thing. Last Call at McLaren's, you know, we're on there, which we did find out though. You can't leave comments on there, but you can leave comments here, or you can go on the Twitter page and leave us comments at Twitter.
That's right. Make sure if you're on Apple Podcasts, do that 5-star review if you like what you're hearing. Leave us a written review. We will read that out on air. And yes, Twitter and Instagram at Last Call, HIMYM. We love
Patreon
you guys.
As well.
Yes, and Patreon. We love you guys. Thank you so much for watching this show and listening to this show and keeping
Thanks
us.
Thanks for putting up with us.
Yeah, I mean, we've done so many. You know, we just recently crossed 20,000 downloads on the podcast. That was a big accomplishment for us. So thank you so much for all of that. We are excited to get back into How I Met Your Mother coming up soon. And, you know, finishing off season 3 for you guys and then getting back into some father. So I'm excited to keep this train rolling, see how long it'll go right to the end, man, right off the rails. And then we'll see what happens after that. We got quite a ways to go before we get to the end. So, we haven't really thought about what we'll do after, but
still get to.
It's true. It's very true. A lot of great stuff to get to still. So
we'll still do Last Call at McLaren's, but we'll just start talking about other TV shows.
I'll be honest. I thought about this. You know, we pick another show where they go to where a bar is kind of a central point, and we just change the name of the bar, like what we did for Father with Pemberton's here now.
You know what the sad part is?
Because I was thinking, what?
We should do Cheers.
Well, yeah, Last Call of Cheers. I was thinking because I just recently watched re-binged Brooklyn Nine-Nine, and they have Shaw's. So like it could be Last Call at Shaw's, or I know The Office had a bar. I can't remember what it was called. New Girl has The Griffin. Could be, you know, Last Call at The Griffin. You know stuff like that. Anything could, you know.
We could do a Family Guy binge and do Last Call at the Clam.
Yeah. Yeah. Any of that kind of stuff. I find something, we'll find a way. I think just keeping the Last Call, I think would work.
I think we hooked something there.
Yeah, we're cooking. We're gonna let it cook, folks. We're gonna let it cook.
We're cooking with gas.
We're gonna see. Like I said, we got a while before we have to come up, because I don't want to do two of them back to back. But when this ends, I'm sure we'll have something. But I think that's all I got for him, man. You got anything that you'd like to finish it out with?
That's all, folks. Don't go home, but you can't listen here.
Don't go home? You want them to stay?
Yeah, I want them to. I want to keep sharing our love with them.
Oh, that's fine. Fair, my
friend. You don't have to go home, but you can't listen here.
Catch you guys next time.